The only difference between this presentation, at least the format that is in the PowerPoint and the one from last year, is that about 3 minutes ago you probably noticed I changed the 08 to 09. So it's updated, it's current, it is very current. I moved to Minnesota about 5 years ago because I really enjoyed running the Twin Cities Marathon, and that's not actually a lie. And there are a lot of reasons, but like running the Twin Cities Marathon and seeing how great the trails were here were actually a pretty big part of me choosing to move here. And then I moved here, and then the very first week I was here, I found MDRA online and ended up running trails I never even knew existed. And then throughout that course of that summer, through the MDRA Around the Town run, we ran with Marty helped organize, actually. So thank you, Marty. I ran, you know, what seemed like dozens of different trails, mostly soft trails, all around the Twin Cities that I never even heard of, and a lot of people I know that are runners have still never even heard of. So I like to just be able to share some of the very small fraction of the routes in the Twin Cities that I know about. Maybe some of them will be new to you, and some of you may have other routes that you know about that none of us even do. So, with that as an intro. Okay, quick overview. We'll talk about the big ones, Minneapolis Park, St. Paul Park. We're going to be running a lot of those during this training session. Three Rivers Park, State Parks, there are lots of other parks, but those are really the big ones you're going to find around the metro area. Those different categories. Okay, Minneapolis. And you guys probably all know this, know these trails. If you don't, we're going to be running them quite a bit over the next few months. And then on October 5th, 4th? One of those days?
4th.
You could run them a bit more. On the 4th, you will get to experience them all again, all at the same time. So you've got your legs now, Westford Road. I'm not going to go into those really, but I do want to highlight something that we're not going to get to in this class. Probably at school schedule, maybe we do. The Theodore Worth Trail in North Minneapolis, not too far from here. Is Chris Taylor here?
No, he left.
He left. Okay. He is a big proponent of that trail. There are miles of soft trails up there. Some of them are bike mountain bike trails. Sort of have to let those folks use it when they're on the trails, but they're kind of part of the Grand Rounds. It's just something, it's a really neat thing North Minneapolis, a lot of people don't know about. The Winchell Trail is another one that a lot of people don't know about, but you've probably run by it dozens of times. It's the soft trail that runs along West River Road. Would a map be helpful? Probably. It's the soft trail, here's a map of Minneapolis trails. So here are the lakes. Here's where Theodore Worth is up here. Just you know, miles and miles of soft trails, lots of hills. It's a great place. And you never know you were so close to the lakes, but not have anybody there except for you running them. So here's the West River Road that you've probably run on a hundred times, but just below that, there's a soft trail for much of the way that's actually maintained by Minneapolis Park, called the Winchell Trail. And so that's a nice soft trail quiet option. I wouldn't necessarily recommend running it after dark, but it is a nice option for a Saturday run. Right, let's skip around a bit here. And of course, you've got your bike corridors too. That you can use as a running trail to get to places. We ran on Kenilworth this past weekend, you know, and the Cedar Lake Trail, and we ran underneath the Greenway. You might know those as being more bike corridors, but certainly you could run on them as well. And again, like I said, don't forget North Minneapolis. There are lots of great trails up there, and I just really encourage you all to experience North Minneapolis through, and one way you can do that is through their trails. The Grand Rounds goes through there, through Cedar Worth and Victory Memorial. Victory Memorial is just, if you haven't been up there, it's one of the hidden jewels of, and somewhat forgotten jewels of Minneapolis.
MDRA Memorial Day, or Labor Day weekend, 5 days.
And that's a great time to go up there for that race, and the whole neighborhood throws a big party for us, you know, for runners, the running community. It's probably one of the best races of the year. Just a fun event. And yeah, kids races, 5K, 10K. Very flat. Very flat. It takes you by all the World War I monuments, which are the trees. Okay. Great connections to surrounding areas from Minneapolis, the St. Paul Trail, the western suburbs, Fort Snelling. So here's a map that I just showed you, but you can see all the trails. Here's Victor Memorial's up here north. It actually is a makes a dog leg, and that's what the race runs on, but it's also just a beautiful area. The Grand, and, you know, obviously, the Grand Rounds goes all the way around it. But you can find all of this information online, and I encourage you to do so. St. Paul, other than, you know, Mississippi River Road, which we'll get to experience in the class, you've probably run before, and running along Summit, which you've done before, you know, we did that 2 weeks ago. There are some other places, too, and we'll experience some of them in the class. Hidden Falls, we'll do a run from there. That's along the Mississippi River. Crosby Farms. So here's the river. You know, we run along here, and there's Summit. We'll run along there towards the end of some race in October. Hidden Falls Park is just a little further down the river. Crosby Farms also down here. They're down in the floodplain, really down next to the river. Beautiful trails down there. Some soft trails, some paved trails. And really just a way to get away from a lot the big crowds. It's a lot quieter than the lakes. And it's just something, you know, something different. And those all connect into downtown St. Paul. There are good network of trails that run on both sides of the river. It's through Harriet Island Park. Mike and I just did a run there last week. Just through Lilydale and the all along the southern side of the river there. Beautiful trails. Really recommend. But there's also some further out that aren't as well connected, but are great, have great loops too, like Lake Phelan up here and Como Lake. You know, there are lots of races up there too, 5Ks and even shorter races. You know, they're pretty lakes. They're not quite as busy as the Minneapolis lakes. They're worth checking out too on a run. And there's some soft trails out on the east side. Battle Creek is way out over here on the east side of St. Paul. Great trail running out there with a lot of hills. Very similar to Theodore Run. So if you're on the east side, you probably are familiar with Battle Creek. Okay, Three Rivers Parks. These are all about soft trails and hills. And if you like soft trails like a lot of us do, then you probably are familiar with them. And you will be familiar with some of the, one of the Three Rivers Parks next weekend. No, next Tuesday we're meeting at Highland Hills. But there are other Three Rivers Parks as well. They're a little further out, and here's a map showing them. So this is Hennepin County. They're all Hennepin County Parks. It used to be called Hennepin County Park System or something like that, and now it's called Three Rivers. So we are right over here on Highway 100 and 62. And Highland Park is just down here. So you'll get a map to it from your coaches, but you know, probably about 12 or 15 miles of soft trails down there. Lots of paved trails too, if you prefer to run on paved trails. It's really quiet. And as you get further out in the suburbs, you have you know, some larger parks like Carver and Baker and French and Elm Creek up here in the northern suburbs, Murphy Hanrahan. All these have a lot of soft trails and a lot of hills. And they're just, if you're out in those areas, it's worth stopping and try to do a long run or an hour run out there. Especially in the fall, a lot of these places just have gorgeous meadows. A lot of them have oak savannas and lots of beautiful prairies. And in the springtime, a lot of them do controlled burns. So that's actually a neat time to be out there when they're doing, right after they do a controlled burn. Maybe not during the burn, but right after when it's all started. State parks, we've got some of those. Fort Snelling, I think we'll do one of the runs in, well, next week, or this week.
We're not going to do Pike Island.
We're going to do Pike Island?
No.
Oh, never mind. We're going to be here. Pardon? Okay. Mike did. Fort Snelling, it actually connects to Minneapolis Falls. If you haven't been down there, it's only, you know, 1 mile down the trail, and then all of a sudden you're down in the river bottoms. The confluence of the Minnesota and the Mississippi River. also along the Minnesota River, that this kind of all connects together down in the floodplain. The Sibley House area, the historic city of Mendota, from South Bank of Minnesota River. There's a 6-mile trail that kind of goes between the Mendota Bridge and the Cedar Bridge. You know, just very flat, lots of flat, soft trails down there. Really good maps on the state's website. I won't show you their maps, but you can go to the state park website for Fort Snelling, and you can see all the trails down there. You know, this is a map of I just want to show you a couple of resources on the interwebs. There are some great bike maps which double as running route maps. No reason you can't run on these same trails as a biker. Hennepin County's got a great one that they maintain. This is from 2 years ago, so it's probably even more up to date. I think they actually extended the Loose Line, and they're working on connecting the Loose Line into Theodore Worth. So the connections are growing, which is really exciting. So this just shows all the Minneapolis trails, it shows the Hennepin County trails, the Three Rivers Park trails, shows some of the local city trails too. You could get from right here all the way out to Carver County. It's great. All the metro parks, some little ones that if you happen to live in these areas, they're worth checking out. Maybe not worth, you know, a 45-minute drive for, but if you live in Richfield, there's a nice little lake right along 35W. It's about a 2-mile loop in a nature preserve right on 35W. You never know it because it's hidden by a town barrier. A really neat place to run. Bredesen Park, which you just got to experience. I actually really like it. I know Mike doesn't. And a lot of people. I do. Down in Bloomington, Lake Normandale, there's a nice 2-mile loop there, and that connects in with Highland Park. Way out in the eastern suburbs, Lake Elmo Park Preserve. Now this is worth the drive. I'd really recommend getting out there if you ever find yourself out on the east side out here, Woodbury or Lake Elmo. It's a beautiful prairie with probably about 10 to 12 miles of soft trails. Marker Hills up in Coon Rapids, lots of soft trails. Long Lake up in New Brighton, also some great trails. So if you're up in those northern suburbs, definitely worth checking those out. And always look at your community park website. They usually aren't as up to date or with as good as maps as Minneapolis or St. Paul's or Hennepin County's websites. But they'll have something, maybe they'll say, oh yeah, people can run here. And then you go there and you might find 3 or 4 miles of trails that you didn't even know. Down Dakota County, well, I do want to mention a couple of trails down there. The Dakota County Parks maintains some great parks just like Hennepin County does. Lebanon Hills, this is actually my favorite park in the metro area. It's probably got 20, 30, 40 miles worth of soft trails. It's amazing. If you love hills and you love being out in different types of forests and prairies, and it's awesome. I can't talk enough about it. Terrace Oaks is also a really neat trail and buried in a neighborhood in Burnsville. You wouldn't even know it was there until you stumbled across it. But it's got a really good, very hilly 5K loop. It's a lot of fun. Other trails like the regional trails that connect, you know. Again, look up online, look for the metro bike connector routes. You can always run on those too. And then there are always, you know, my advice would always be open to trying new routes. Look for those local resources that I suggested, like the local websites. A great book to check out is written by Kate Haviland. She actually had spoken in front of a group a couple of years ago. It's called Minnesota Running Trails. And she reviews soft trails all over the state, and she, including about 30 or 40 in the Twin Cities. And she even provides in the back a little tear-out index card so that you can tear out the little step-by-step directions so you can run the 12-mile loop that she's recommended without getting lost. So you don't have to carry this big broken map. So that's that. I have this in a PDF that perhaps the coaches could put up online.
That'd be great.
Cool, and I've got several maps here too, and I won't show them all, but these are good places to start. Maybe we can put those up online too. I can email them to the coaches.
You had them last year, right?
What?
You have them last year.
Yep. So you can grab them. Great. You can grab the PDF too.
That'd be great.
Cool. And the only one that I didn't mention that I see here is there's the Afton State Park. So again, if you find yourself on the east side, I'm trying to highlight parks all over the Twin Cities. Find if you live on the east side of the metro, Afton is worth the drive out to. It's only about maybe 20 minutes from downtown St. Paul. Lots of soft trails there along the St. Croix River. Very beautiful. Huge oak savanna there too. So I think I've used my allotted time. I'll turn it back over to Mike and Marty. I guess any questions?
I'll just throw in 2 cents. Another resource is mapmyrun.com. If you guys are familiar with that, it's a Google mapping site. You can map your own run. You can also look at other map run that people have done to share. Sometimes it's like some guy is just running his house, so they need help. But other times there are more like, you know, the lake trail or, you know, more public routes. So that's another source for you guys to look. Oh yeah, or if you're going to be out of town, you can always use Map My Run to get around San Diego or something.